as you know, I chair the Agriculture Committee, but it's actually the Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee. So we oversee all of the forestry operations and work with landowners on private lands. And in fact, most of the land and forests in the country are owned by a private individual. So today, I'm very pleased to announce that Michigan is going to have $200,000 available to help our landowners. They're going to have to apply. This is why it's important to have this conversation. I appreciate your getting the word out. Folks are going to be able to apply for grants to help them do certain conservation efforts on their forest land, to be able to help them manage their forest land, of which, of course, we have a lot in the UP. So this is going to help landowners develop a forest management plan and work with a professional forester, and it's going to help them tackle things like better wildlife habitat and address water or air issues, you know, be able to address timber issues and so on, as well as recreation, because one of the things that we always work on together is to make sure we've got the balance of protecting forest land and open spaces, but yet have access to it, you know, for snowmobiling and hiking and all the other things that are important on recreation and then tourism as well. And then, of course, making sure we have access to valuable timber. So this is $200,000 that will be available. Folks can contact their local natural resources office to apply for funding to help them with forest management plans on their land. And the deadline to apply is August 2nd. So we need folks to know about this and if they're interested to apply.
And that process, again, was to contact what agency?
Well, it's called NRCS. It's the Natural Resources and Conservation Service.
So, okay.
Folks will know. Folks who are forest landowners will know. It's the NRCS office. And the deadline is August 2nd. So this is going to help folks be able to do some management planning on their property, on their land, and it will be in all of our interest to do that, because protecting our forests and our lands, creating ways to have recreational opportunities while protecting our wildlife, all of that is something that we all have a stake in.